It is 46 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock. It's a Tuesday, James and Julie.
Happy Tuesday.
Morning.
How are we doing today?
Great.
Good.
Yeah. Ready to get the morning underway on this 7th day of April already. Francis Ford Coppola's turning 87 today. John Oates of Hall & Oates saw him in concert in Billings.
You did?
I did. 78 today. It was a really good
concert.
It was a really good concert. Yeah, it was. Jackie Chan was 72.
Jackie Chan.
72.
He's amazing.
Yeah.
Okay. Russell Crowe. Great actor. One of my favorite actors, actually.
I haven't seen him in much.
No. 62.
I only saw him in The Gladiator.
It's the only Russell Crowe movie you've seen?
Yeah, I don't.
In The Gladiator, A Beautiful Mind.
Yeah.
Oh, I did see him in that. That's a great movie.
It's interesting. When he acts, he doesn't have an accent.
No, he's Australian, though.
Right.
Another one.
And then I saw an interview with him years later, and I was like,
"G'day, mate."
Is that him?
Yeah.
I know. It's funny. Philanthropist Mackenzie Scott is 56. Ex-wife of Jeff Bezos.
Oh, yeah. She's done a lot.
Yes, she has. Like a lot.
Like free hospitals. And
yeah.
She's amazing.
Yeah, she is amazing. On the date book today, 1860, Will Kellogg was born in Battle Creek, Michigan. Will's physician brother, John, developed cornflakes and other cereals to serve to patients at his mental hospital.
Oh, yes. I think I've read about this somewhere.
And Will founded the Kellogg Company.
I was going to say it's on the box.
To market Kellogg. The cereals.
Yeah.
Yeah. That way cool.
At sure.
At first, they thought it was like medicine. Cereal. I love it. Just like they used to think ketchup.
Who thought
was.
It was medicine?
I'm going to say. It was like medicine because it tastes like sugar.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. This is medicine.
It's like, wow, this is
delicious.
We don't
know if it tasted like sugar back then.
I don't think they had the frosted flakes then, my favorite.
Here, eat this corn byproduct.
Yeah.
Probably tasted like bark off a tree.
Yeah, that's true.
1864, to raise money for charity, the first camel race in America was held in Sacramento, California. Okay.
A camel race?
Camel races, yes.
Okay.
1933, prohibition ends. Utah, final state.
That was in place a lot longer than I thought it was.
Yeah.
Was it almost 20 years or something?
Long time.
Mm-hmm.
1947, auto pioneer Henry Ford dies in Dearborn, Michigan at the age of 83. 1984, world record for keeping a boomerang up in the air. How long?
What year?
3 minutes.
1984. Jeez.
I don't know.
Long time for a boomerang.
Wow. That's a way long time.
It's never coming right down.
We're talking about a record.
We're talking 28 seconds, okay. Julie.
Yeah, I was going to say 30 seconds.
3 minutes. Wow. No one's touching that record if you get it.
They threw it and they're like, oh, it's gone.
That's a
3 minutes later.
3 minutes later, it goes
fine.
Back.
Yeah, it came
hits
back.
In the head.
That thing's hitting terminal velocity and taking your head off.
Where did it go?
Really? Everybody's ducking.
Run for your lives.
I know, right? Chaos. Group of people gathered around to watch it, and then it turns into a...
You turn around the corner and someone
died
in somebody's
chest. Turns into mass hysteria after that. 2016. Longest ever captured python found in Malaysia. Put a tape measure down and pull out 26 feet.
Yeah.
Wow.
I don't even make tape measures that long. A long time. Long length.
Man. Okay, Wyoming history. Ready for some Wyoming history? 1970, the Point of Rocks stage station was added to the National Register of Historic Places. 1885, four companies of the 9th Cavalry Regiment, also known as Buffalo Soldiers, stationed just down the road.
Yeah.
Fort McKinney.
So neat.
Yeah. So, a little Wyoming history. For you today on this 7th day of April, the astronauts are heading back, Artemis 2 crew.
They're slingshotted.
I know. Way cool.
Oh, I got to read up on that.
They probably had for the first time 40 minutes of no one watching them and listening to them or anything. They had 40 minutes of probably, what the heck are we doing? That was
terrible.
I just think
that would be bizarre. I know. To be on the dark side of the moon, and that's when you lose contact. That's when you want contact.
Yeah.
That's when you got to hope that the math was right on the guys that were like, hey, we're going to slingshot you around the moon to get you back.
Yep.
If not, you're going into deep space.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, that's true.
And we're in trouble.
Whoa. Yeah. They were traveling. I was curious. I looked it up. To travel to the moon, they were going 1,100 miles an hour.
Yeah. It was the strongest rocket ever built. So they launched them.
Amazing.
I can't even imagine the G's that they were taking when they were...
That's what they said.
Yeah. When they're sitting there, the amount of G-force that they were taking off, the thrust must have been insane.
Yeah. Now that the crew's completed their little flyby, they're officially headed back. Let's conclude Friday afternoon, or Friday evening, 6 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
Expected to splash down.
Land in the Pacific Ocean.
In the Pacific
somewhere.
Ocean, yep. Off the coast of San Diego, actually. Cool.
Yeah.
Close by. Once the capsule hits the water, the recovery teams are there waiting.
That's the scary part, too, when you're re-entry. Yeah.
Yeah, and the one before the one they're in now was having heat shield issues.
Yep. And now you got to hope.
And so you say, well, hope this one works.
Yeah.
Yep.
If not, it's going to be awful.
Yeah.
I know. Taxi driver in Mexico City spent 20 minutes chatting with the passenger in his rearview mirror before realizing he was talking to a mannequin. What happened? It was a group of theater students loaded up if he could take this prop to this address. Well, then they left. Well, he was thinking it was a real person he's talking to until finally he pulled over, said, "Where are we going?" Realized it was a mannequin.
He must have been a talker.
He was, yeah. Some of them are.
Yeah.
I personally like quiet.
That's why I like if you're taking like an Uber or something like that, you can ask what type of
driver
ride
you want. Yeah. Do you want the talkative?
I'm always like,
you want the talkative?
I actually like the talkative.
Do you?
Yeah.
Okay.
I put the headphones in. I'm like, if we say nothing this whole time, you're getting 5 stars.
You're getting a big tip.
You're getting 5 stars and a nice tip.
Don't be quiet.
I don't even know your name.
What are you doing?
Yeah.
No one is in New Mexico. We asked him, the Uber driver, take us to Walter White's house. Breaking Bad.
They probably get that a lot.
So
he took us around all the different places. Yeah. It was fun.
Thank you for telling me what that was.
Yeah.
Okay. What's your secret natural talent?
Natural talent?
Yes. Now you're both thinking, I don't know. According to your zodiac sign. So, James, you're a Cancer.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. James, you have the gift of understanding. You may not be a psychiatrist by trade, but you're certainly an unpaid one for your friends and family that are friends with you.
Hmm. Okay.
I'd go with that.
Yeah.
I listen, I guess.
Yeah.
People want to be friends with you, James. Mm-hmm. You're a good man.
Yeah. I mean,
and I sincerely mean that too. Okay.
Doesn't mean, I don't know if that means I'm understanding, though.
You act like you are.
Yeah.
James, if people on the show have commented to me about your personality,
mm-hmm.
you know what they say?
They say they have no idea what to expect out of that guy.
James is even keel.
Yeah.
All the time. And he is.
True.
Even at the workplace, James is
try
even
to be.
Keel. All right, Julie.
Some days it's a little hard.
Some days. All right, Julie, you are in April, so you...
Aries.
Are an Aries.
I don't think I realized that until just now, but yeah.
That I'm an Aries?
Yeah, I'm not good at those.
I'm not either.
I don't know. I don't know if I can name them all.
Right. Well, maybe that'll be the next trivia question.
Quiz, yeah.
Yeah. Julie, gift of inspiration.
Oh.
Aries are all about...
That's a good one.
About forward motion and taking chances. Yes, I would agree.
You just won
the lottery right there, Julie. Forward motion and taking chances. So it's not surprising.
Running into a wall.
So it's not surprising that without any effort on your part, you inspire people.
Hmm.
I agree with all that. Wouldn't you agree with that, James?
Definitely.
All right.
Tore both my ACLs. I want to play softball. How about that?
I remember because you We've worked together for 18 years. That you, when you did damaged your knee.
Yeah. First time, Bob.
Yeah, I know. There was a few of them. And then
I can't wait to go skiing again.
She said, I want to get back into kickboxing. I'm like, what?
Yeah.
You're still in your
Taekwondo.
Okay. So,
but I didn't.
There you go.
Twist my knee around and again, keep doing all that stuff.
Gift of inspiration, Julie. Good for you.
What's yours?
Scorpio. November. Gift of achievement.
Oh. Whatever I would agree with that.
Whatever you set your mind to happens.
You're dedicated. Are there any bad ones in there? That's what I'm curious.
Right? No, I don't think so. And you have the rare gift of depth of understanding.
We're looking at their superpowers, not their negative.
Yeah, not the negative part.
Who else do you, what else do you want to do?
So there's
Gemini.
Gemini. Family full of Geminis. Gift of language. You can talk and talk and talk. Anyone and anywhere at any time.
Jenna, are you out there?
I was going to say.
Anybody else besides Gemini?
Do we have any Libras?
Yes, Libra. Gift of justice. No one is as unbiased and fair than you, Libra. You're the best mediator, and when your friends aren't getting along with each other, you help them work problems out.
That's probably my opposite, is what I would say. The gift of justice. That's what Batman is. He's a Libra. Yeah. Because the gift of justice.
That's what Batman is. I like that, James.
How many are there? There's 12, right? So there's Cancer, Libra, Gemini,
Aries, Taurus, Gemini, Cancer, Leo, Virgo.
Right.
Libra, Scorpio, Stradivarius, Capricorn.
Sagittarius.
Oh,
Sagittarius. Yeah. Excuse me. What did I say?
Stradivarius. A gift of being up in the sky.
Yeah. Lofty ideas.
Aquarius. Yeah. Pisces. Gift of creativity.
See, I recognize all of those. I don't think I could have named them all without looking at them.
No way.
I could have.
I was going to say, some people can.
Do you ever look at your horoscopes?
Never.
No, but I've looked at the astrology in general. Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. I was just kind of curious.
Never. I don't think I've ever done that.
Yeah, I have.
I read it every day. No, I'm just kidding. Actually, I make every decision based on what that says.
Yeah, I know, right? Some of it, you look at it and go, well, that's kind of spot on. Another day is going, yeah, I don't think so.
They're throwing
well,
a dart.
Well, you got to throw that, free
it's
will
a
50-50 you know?
Chance, right. You know, really, when you think about it, right?
Yeah. Like, yeah.
Okay. Trivia today. One more. Got a couple.
Okay.
According to the children's story, which old man carved the puppet Pinocchio? What was his name?
I know his name.
Is that ice cream?
Yeah, it's an Italian ice cream. So there
doesn't
you go.
He becomes the villain too in the story, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, he wants to keep him on the doll.
God, now I want some gelato.
I don't remember.
Giovanni.
Geppetto. That was his name.
Geppetto.
Now I want some ice cream.
Good hey, good Thanks, idea Julie. For Geppetto's gelato.
Yeah, gelato.
There you go.
Gelato. All right. Hey, have an awesome day, everyone, from your Synergy Home Care Studios. Julie and James with me on the show. Have an awesome day. You're listening to KROE Sheridan. It's 8 o'clock. Searching.